USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Another state crosses a vaccine threshold. The CDC recently announcing Rhode Island has vaccinated 70% of its adult population, the eighth state to do so. But will all those people need a booster shot at some point? Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's Good Morning America yesterday.
When people say we may need to give a boost in 6 months or so, that's purely a conjecture. We're going to find out because we're doing the studies to determine the durability of the protection. And if it turns out a year or so from now, 8 months, a year and a half, then we'll go ahead and boost people.
Fauci also says more guidance will be coming out soon for businesses unsure what to do about mask rules now that the CDC says fully vaccinated people don't need to wear them in most situations. George Floyd's family invited to the White House. President Biden inviting the Floyd family to come Tuesday to mark the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death in Minneapolis. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The recent violence between Israel and Hamas revealing an apparent division in the Democratic Party. Many Democrats now voicing support for the Palestinians and criticizing Israel, our longtime ally in the region. Four Democratic congresswomen known as the Squad among the most vocal critics of Israel. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson on One America News recently.
And this squad is shameful in the way they approach this. You know, someone referred to them today, and it's not too far off. They refer to them now as the Jihad Squad, and that's really where they're at right now. They're very pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, which is unthinkable.
Meanwhile, Egypt now in talks with Israel on how to make the current ceasefire long-lasting. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken due to arrive in Israel this week for talks. Haitian immigrants getting another 18-month stay in the U.S. President Biden yesterday extending temporary protected status for over 50,000 Haitians. Those covered by this TPS can now get a work permit. An endurance race turns deadly in northwest China. 21 people died during a 62-mile ultramarathon yesterday, many coming down with hypothermia as weather conditions deteriorate during the race. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some countries showing concern about the new coronavirus variant from India. Here's Wendy King.
Germany is now banning travel from Britain due to concerns over a COVID-19 variant. A post on the German embassy's website said they were concerned about the variant from India. The embassy noted exceptions to the ban for German citizens and persons remaining in the airport transit area. Since March 30th, all plane travelers to Germany have to present a negative COVID-19 test taken up to 2 days prior to departure. The World Health Organization has called it a variant of concern since it may be more transmissible and resistant to vaccines. COVID-19 infections and deaths have surged in India, and the variant has spread to more than 50 countries since it was first discovered in October. According to Johns Hopkins University, Britain has more than 4.4 million COVID-19 deaths and the most deaths in Europe. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A rare letter from Albert Einstein sells at auction. Dan Naraki has the details.
A letter from physicist Albert Einstein sold at auction last week for more than $1 million. Auction house R.R. Auctions said the letter from Einstein to Ludwig Silberstein is dated October 26, 1946, and is one of only a few examples of Einstein writing out his famous equation E equals mc squared. The winning bid, made by an anonymous document collector, was more than $1.2 million, well above the expected price of $400,000. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.